It's Sustaining Alive with Rita Steele. Thanks to Scarecrow, your local kitchen, florist and grocer. Go to scarecrow.co.nz.
On the line, we should have Kate Meads all the way from Tauranga. Is that correct?
Is it Kate Meads?
It is indeed.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, I'm good.
How's sunny Tauranga? I was actually just down there.
Oh, it's so good. We've had the most ultimate summer this year. Mm-hmm. Right. Crazy.
Now, Rita, our regular contributors put us onto you, saying that she is a big fan of, is it Waste Free with Kate & Co., your Facebook page,
that she follows and
gets a bunch of helpful tips for being a Kiwi and not having too much waste.
That's what we try to do. Make it as easy as possible.
I guess from our end up here, probably a good place to start would be where do we start when we want to make less waste, and what sort of waste do we need to be mindful of?
I reckon start with the food, because that's pretty much the most, we do it three times a day, right?
That's like, oh yeah.
There's a lot of waste kicking on there. Even if you're just sitting around, you're still creating waste if you're eating.
Yeah, food waste is massive. I think it's about $1.14 billion worth of food that's wasted by Kiwi households a year.
Oh, man.
And that's just food that should have been eaten and hasn't been.
Have you got that in tons?
Oh, now you're challenging my brain at this time of night. Crikey.
Now, I've actually always respected people that do the dumpster diving stuff and have success. It's so radical.
Yeah.
Like, that is quite a... Text anyone if anyone's actively doing that at this stage. Like, what's it like? What's the environment like these days? Are supermarkets still allowing you to kind of do that? I feel like they probably try crack down on it weirdly.
I think they lock their bins these days.
Right, there you go.
But it is quite cool, because there are quite a lot of organisations and cafes and that actually try and recover food and give it to people who need it, which is pretty cool.
No, totally. There's LifeWise on K Road that is brilliant for that. They do like a, I think it's from maybe 10 to about 2 o'clock, you can go and get a $4 meal, and it's like total square meal, and they get it from mostly Countdown, so it can be just like random stuff. Really rad.
Yeah. Oh, it's wicked. And it's sort of, because food waste is something that a lot of people don't realise. You know, we're going into, we're in times at the moment where, you know, money's tight. And food is something that we do prolifically waste. And it is something that does also, but they don't want it going to landfill because it creates huge amounts of methane. Mm. So they don't really want it going into your rubbish bin. But there are like some serious ways to not waste food. And the first thing is like simply buy what you need and eat what you buy. Mm-hmm. So don't go to the supermarket when you're hungry.
Is that a meal planning sort of thing? Is that like, all right, we should set out the start of the week and plan these meals. These are the ingredients we need, and this is what we're going to shop for?
I really enjoy going to the supermarket a bit baked, though. It's a problem. It's a problem.
But that's the thing. Like, meal planning is part of making sure you don't waste food. But even just simple things, like especially say, for example, we're a household of four sometimes and two sometimes, like four when we've got the kids and two when we don't. Mm-hmm. You can get into a bad habit of cooking for four every time you've only got two of you.
Right.
And so we do get into a little bit of a routine where, say, you cook a roast chicken. Instead of forgetting that the chicken's in the fridge, and we're really bad these days because we're like, oh, I don't want the same thing two nights in a row. Mm. So you have a roast chicken the first night, and then the second night you have chicken fried rice, and then if you've got anything left, you have chicken wraps the next night. And so what you do is you plan, if you're going to do a roast chicken, you plan to use up the leftovers instead of just it finding its way to the back of the fridge and living out its existence in the back.
So real.
And then you chuck
so
it out.
So real, man. Yeah. That is a real thing.
Yeah.
That standoff every time you open the fridge, like, I might just get a drink of juice. Oh, that's right, that fucking roast that I cooked. No, it's still good. Probably still all right. I can probably still. Like, yeah, oh man, you've left it for like now. 2 days too late. It's like, oh fuck. That's interesting. You say that you're just talking about the raw stuff. I was actually right when I said food stuff. I was assuming the packaging, but you're actually talking about the food itself, which is a little bit more right on, because you're wasting water if you're not eating that. You're wasting all sorts of space. That's like quite a kick on waste, isn't it?
Well, they even say there's a fantastic movie if you ever want to watch it. And now it's just escaped me, but it's called Just Eat It is the title of the movie. And this couple do exactly that, dumpster diving and stuff.
Red.
But they came out with a figure which is quite astounding. Like if you, say, go to Macca's and you get two hamburgers and you only eat one of them, then that hamburger that you throw away is the equivalent water use of a 90-minute shower.
Whoa.
Which is quite frightening because it's everything that goes into it, not just the burger.
You're definitely kicking that flatmate out if they're in there for 3 hours. Mm. That's too late.
But you are right. The other side of food is packaging. It's obscene these days. Mm. You know, like just the amount of unrecyclable packaging is quite scary. But like the fact that you go into the fruit and veggie section, which should literally just be fruit and veggies on a shelf, and you just get what you need.
Yeah,
and nowadays everything's in a plastic bag.
And they should also just be what is growing where I am, in my opinion. I feel like the fact that I can get a San Francisco orange is completely what's wrong with the planet, you know?
And you're paying a huge amount for that orange that you don't eat, because what happens with the oranges is you take them home, you put them in the fruit bowl with the bananas, and then they eventually just shrivel up and live in the black juice from the bananas at the bottom of the fruit bowl that you didn't eat as well.
Son of a bitch. Contaminating my beautiful bananas.
But the problem is we buy too much and then we don't eat it, but we also buy just excessive amounts of packaging when it comes to our food.
Mm.
And I don't know if you even noticed, like when you go to the supermarket and then you get home, you unpack all your food and then you wonder where all the food went.
Most
of it's packaging.
Yeah.
You know?
Or like what I do is I get home and I'm like, fuck, I've got heaps of food but I don't have any meals. You know, like you just, man, nice one, bro. Do you think it's a part of just the human condition of affluenza? Like we apparently always want 20% more of what we actually have. Do you think that happens with the eyes and the stomach as well?
Oh, I think it's definitely part of it. You know, there's some people who buy, you know, they're very clever and careful on what they buy every week.
Mm.
And then other people who just go in and, like, mums are the perfect example. When they go into the supermarket, it's like their day out because they've been with the kids all day.
Right. Mm.
And they'll be in there for hours if they can. Mm. And
hopefully
just
getting it right, though, you know?
No, but often you mindlessly buy because you're just like, oh, I've never seen that before. I'll buy one of those, you know.
Yeah.
And then your grocery bill's through the roof. But
you got Tay Tay on the stereo. You're having a dance. I'm like, fuck, I'm never getting out of here. I'm spending so much money.
Yeah. I'm just going to the supermarket. See you in about 4 hours. But they, you know, it's some people or there's the people who are in a fast-paced lifestyle who just, you know, they want to get in, get out, but do exactly what you say. They get home and there's not even a meal there.
Yeah, I feel like single life is hard for that. I feel like at least if you've got a family, you've always got like a low-key plan. Like you're like, okay, I've got to fucking do this thing. So there is sort of some direction there. But if you're like one person, man, it's hard. It's hard to hard to shop economically and it's hard to cook economically as well, you know?
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah, but that's when you need to just be a little bit organized. And like I said, you know, get your chicken and plan to use it up, you know. So don't, you're not, you can cook one big meal, but make it different for four different meals instead of you know, worrying about trying to find a minuscule piece of chicken that suits one person.
Do you think something like the gas prices is going to make people start doing things like this? Because food's already expensive here. Petrol's going up and we're starting to feel the pinch. Hopefully, out of necessity, we sort of start doing these things, right?
I hope so. I don't know that it's going to, people are certainly not going to go out as much. But I think, you know, we do need to be more careful. And if you are careful, you can save a lot, you know, so that the pinch is not quite so much.
Yeah.
Like I'm always, when I'm in the supermarket, I'm always looking for reduced to clear meat. Like I try to buy reduced to clear before I'll buy full price meat, because there's nothing wrong with it.
Just chuck it in the freezer.
Take it and chuck it in the freezer. Yeah. And that way you can.
You guys got the same freezer. What's going on?
Careful.
Someone just texted in just now saying the freezer is your friend. Make a yum meal, freeze leftovers straight away. A nice late night snack, smiley face.
Yeah. And people don't utilize their freezers enough. You know, reality is the freezers, and then they worry about how long food can last in there. It's frozen. It can't go off.
That shit's Walt Disney, man. We just tell you got the technology. Yeah. Bring it on out. Eh? It's fucking.
both Cam and I worked for a food processing place in the past, and I tell you what, anything that was in the freezer for years and years and years, still totally fine when it came out. I don't want to advocate for, this is not a, an official food safety
the freezer, to be honest, the freezer was like a walk-in room that was like the size of a squash court, so it's kind of different freezer, but yeah, maybe we do need to focus a little bit on making the freezer section of your life about as the same size as the refrigerator, because I know that they come in kind of the disproportionately delivered sizes, don't they?
Yeah, and because we're obsessed with having fresh, you know, and it's even a, like, if you're not somebody, if you're somebody who goes and buys two broccoli and then only eats half of one, then you're essentially throwing away over half your food.
Eat the stalk as well. The stalk is great. Don't just chuck it. Just don't eat the top of the broccoli. Eat the whole thing.
Don't control my buzz. Oh, yeah. Banner, right? You can actually...
When you look at the florets of the broccoli, and they've all got a mini stalk on them, you know, like the whole broccoli is like one giant floret.
Oh, you've definitely had this conversation with kids, I could tell. No, it's basically the same thing. What are you talking about?
When you cut the stalk up, they often, they're like, "What is this vegetable?" And it's like, "Oh, it's a new one." You know, you just don't even tell them
what vegetable disappeared into that quiche. You don't even know.
Now, what else? So we've covered off some supermarket buying sort of now. So we've covered off packaging, keeping in mind packaging when you are shopping for food. What else do we need to be mindful of when we're thinking about waste?
How much should I be telling off other people when I'm out in public, like just about what they're shopping for? When should we start?
Well, I don't think telling people off works real well, you know. You can try, but you just end up with a lot of hate. But, you know, I've been doing this for 16 years now, educating people on waste minimisation. And the one thing I've found is that you can't force people to do anything, but you can help them understand why we need to do it.
Yeah.
And the whys is because we don't have unlimited space for us to just put rubbish in there. And a couple of years back, there was a report came out in New Zealand that over a three-year period, our waste to landfill increased by 20.1% over 3 years. And the reality is it's packaging, it's food waste, it's construction, there's all sorts that's in that, in those figures. But we can't, like, the earth cannot sustain people constantly just putting out like 2-3 bags a week because they're being lazy, because they don't want to recycle, they don't understand recycling. And that's a big part about waste minimisation as well, is like, you know, if you really want to make a difference, make sure you only buy products that can be recycled and ignore the ones that can't, because anything that can't be recycled goes straight to landfill.
Right. And I think in this country, you can kind of almost kick that a bit further and just try it somehow to avoid packaging at all, like, if you can, because I feel like we're not recycling to our peak power in this country right now. So
it's not, but recycling's not the ultimate waste minimization solution either, you know. Reducing is the biggest thing.
And
it's taking your own containers to the butcher, taking your own
Matt, do you feel like bin in was before its time or something? You know what I mean? Bring back the bin in, man. Like, the whole supermarket should be a fucking bin in. There should just be like a massive sack of toffee pops.
Oh, absolutely. But that's what supermarkets used to be.
Right.
Like,
right.
You know, you used to go in and they had bulk bins everywhere. Now it's trying, like, you know, find the bulk buying area.
Yeah.
But, you know, bin in.
Some food's like a Russian doll. You buy it and there's like 16 packs, and inside that's another pack.
Yeah.
It's like, fucking hell, man. This is like past the parcel food edition.
Yeah, literally, you could run it at the kids' party. Yeah,
yeah, it's crazy.
But that's the crazy part of the way we are now, is we're all looking for convenience, but what we don't realise is that the earth can't afford our convenience.
It's a trade-off,
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We're just being lazy. And, you know, I did a project with my son's class a few years back, and we actually, you know those the cheese slices that you can buy them, like, pre-packaged.
Bless those little cheese bastards.
And
three crackers, you know. So you got your three slices of cheese in a single-use piece of plastic with a little lid on. Yep, not quite. There's some of them, but
same cheese.
One in the refrigerated.
Yeah,
there's a refrigerated one in the refrigerated area. Now, we did a little study on that, and this is crazy. So parents buy them to put them in their kids' lunches, and I can't remember, say they're $3 each. The kids in the class worked out that if you were to buy enough of those single packets to to buy enough cheese to make up, I think it was about 500 grams of cheese, it would cost you $49.
We're already paying top dollar for our cheese. We found a way to pay more for it. Great.
Well, that was a few years ago. It's probably like closer to 100 now.
Right. It's, what's rad about that is that somebody's running has a class and they're like literally dissecting and taking the piss out of the food. That you know what I mean? Like the generation before is buying them, and I kind of appreciate that. They're just examining it. That's good.
You know? Oh, I have some great times with the kids. It's really cool. Yeah. And even the bags, like the 10 packs of chippies.
That's what I'm thinking about, Russian dolls sort of situation. It's like, man, fuck it. All these chips are real safe. They're all safe and separate. You got your five chips in a little bag here, everyone.
And they're all stale. Mm. They're all stale when you open them. But there's 11 packets of waste, 11 pieces of waste for 10 packets of chips. But if you take all the chippies out of those packets and put them in a bowl and weigh them, it's the same weight of chippies as in a pack that you pay $1.50 for compared to paying $5 for 10 packs. It's insane. So it's just we buy convenience, but when we buy convenience, we buy waste.
We pay for and it, like quite literally in heaps of different ways.
Yeah, and all you've got to do is buy a big bag, invest in some Ziploc bags, and package them up yourself on a Sunday night before the week for the kids, and then reuse your Ziploc bags, you know, the next week, and you'll save a fortune and reduce waste.
Yes.
So there's small things that we can do, but, you know, a lot of it, I think, is around food, but there is a lot of work that needs to be done on helping people recycle properly, and especially cleaning their recycling out and understanding what they can and can't recycle.
Yeah.
But ultimately, I put it down to, you know, the consumer buys the product. We just need more mindfulness.
Yeah.
We need to be thinking about what we're buying, thinking about what we're putting in our rubbish bins and looking at how we can reduce it.
Nice.
Completely agree.
Thank you very much, Kate. If people want to find out more, they can check you out at Waste Free with Kate and Co. on Facebook. And you have a website, katemeads.co.nz.
Cool.
Brilliant.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much. I implore anyone to sort of get in touch, and I'm sure you're happy to help anyone with any weird little nooks they might want to try and tighten up in their life in the way of waste.
Yeah.
Cheers, Kate.
Absolutely. Cheers.
Bye.
Sustaining Alive on 95BFM. Thanks to Scarecrow, your local kitchen, florist and grocer. Go to scarecrow.co.nz.